We would like to speak to you about a very particular kind of power. And that power is the power to know and to move with what you know and to understand what opposes that on the outside, but to continue to take the small step. And this is a power that is sometimes misunderstood, because when we look at a situation that is very out of balance, it is very easy to say that we should take on the whole situation. And if that were appropriate and there was enough support, that would be fine. But on the Native American wheel, when there is something you want to do, you walk from lodge to lodge. You walk to the lodge of your intention. You walk, as you go around, you finally walk to the lodge of what is referred to as the dog soldier. It is a very interesting lodge, and what it is about is, are there enough soldiers to walk with you to do the big thing you want to do? And the answer could be yes, the answer could be no. It only matters that you know the answer. That is the only important part. And then, of course, the last lodge on a wheel is this for the good of the children and the children's children? And it is the test that must be passed before you decide to create the thing you want to create with your life. But in going back to the dog soldiers, if you find that there is a large thing that needs to be done, but there are not enough dog soldiers, that is not an insulting phrase, that is like a foot soldier, like someone who marches with you, then you are still not powerless, because you have the power to understand that all this goes on and to take the step that is the right step on your path, that is a match for what you believe. And while you are doing that, your internal power is strengthened, and your clarity about your own path becomes stronger. That often does not seem like a lot, and that is perhaps the mistake that has been made in teaching women, because the small, steady step in the correct direction, and the one that matches you and your path, and the willingness to do even the smallest thing every day, that is the victor in the situation over time. Now, if you do not wish to give something that much energy, of course, you can find another place for your energy and another path for yourself. But if you find yourself in a constricted situation and you do not like what is happening, take your personal power back, not to overthrow, unless you have enough dog soldiers with you, but enough to take the right step in the right energy in the right way, and to persist with that, because it is that energy that is often, more often than you can imagine, it is that energy that is often victorious. And when we begin to feel that we have no power, we want you to remember that we all have creative energy, and that creative energy is designed to move out into the world. If we feel disempowered and stop using the energy at all, the energy will turn on us. And very often we will become sick or unhappy or angry, or only negative things happen. But if with that energy you take even the smallest step in the energy that you know is light and that you know is like you and is on your path, and you continue to do that, you will find that you are being strengthened, as opposed to being depressed and turning energy back on yourself. And that is the thing that we want to avoid. And many, many women have been trained to do just that. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply, lovingly. Feel yourself in a cocoon of blue light, and know that the blue light contains many, many levels of peace. And breathe in the energy that also protects you. And exhale fear. Find yourself standing in a waterfall of golden light, and feel that light flow down around the outside of your body, taking away tension and burden, taking away things you need to release and no longer hold. And feel that waterfall gentle and strong, washing away everything inside of you or outside of you that no longer serves the good of your heart. Your energy into your heart center, and see that in your heart center there is a banquet table, and it is golden, and it is for you. And see that there is light in this room, and the universe sending light down into the room, into you. And look to the left and see the gift that has been left for you there. Breathe, release, know the gift on the left. center of the table and know that your second gift is there. And move your attention along the table to the right. And find your third gift on the right. Rest the mind. Know the gift. The light from this place in your heart move down into your solar plexus, your second center, your root, aligning your energy in this high, high frequency. As you breathe into your heart, feel that golden light move up into your throat, your communication center, into your third eye, so that you see clearly and without fear, and into your crown. Feel the crown open. And allow the universe to give you its light, to blend with your light, so that who you are, what you are here to do, what you love, and what you create are completely funded now. And know that when you need to know about these things, to this place first, where the energy has already been given to you. Let that energy spread past your body and know that you are walking in a field that protects you in peace. Draws to you what is like you, what is meant for you, what empowers you. Now breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. And when you've grounded in your body,